我们感谢主，继续在他的同在中，我们下面的信息聚会。
Thank you. Thank the Lord that we can continue to our meeting in His presence.
我们唱诗歌105首。
We're going to sing hymn 105.
爱救了我。
Love lifted me.
我们感谢主，今天我们要宣扬一个好消息。
We thank the Lord today. We have a good news to share.
这个好消息是一个白白的礼物。
This good news is freely given.
是我们的主耶稣为我们所给的，所付上的。
Given by our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们先请诗琴为我们把这个副歌弹一遍。
Ask for our pianist to play the refrain first. In the refrain, the lyrics are, "When nothing else could help, love lifted me."
在英文里面说的更白一点。
It's a little bit clearer in the English.
他在说，当我们没有任何帮助，好像没有任何希望的时候。
When there's no promise, no help.
爱救了我。
Love lifted me.
这个爱就是我们的主耶稣他所给的。
This love is given by our Lord Jesus Christ.
这首诗歌好像说到我们的人生如同在大海。
This hymn tells us that our life is like being in the waters.
有时候我们会遇到风浪。
Sometimes we encounter storms.
然后我们在风浪中，我们里面第一个反应是什么呢？
What is our first reaction when we find ourselves in the storm?
救我。
Save.
我们巴不得有人来救我们。
We want someone to save us.
今天我们在地上。
Today on the world.
感谢主，当我们心中呼唤救我的时候。
We thank the Lord that when we scream out, cry out, save us.
我们的主耶稣，他就用他的爱来拯救我们。
Our Lord Jesus Christ has done so by his love.
愿今天早晨这个爱临到每一位弟兄姐妹跟朋友们的身上。
This morning may this love be felt by every brother, sister, or new friend.
当没有任何事情、任何人能够帮助我们的时候
，When nothing else could help us,
我们的主拯救了我们。
Our Lord has saved us.
好，我们把这首诗歌第一节跟第二节我们唱一遍。
Let's sing stanzas 1 and 2 together.
I was in the high zone, far from the peaceful shore. There we don't stay with it, 永远成为我们。半生长的人不在，而麦子变红山。传说话就是救我，我心变忙，来救了我，来救了我。当爱心也可 help， 来救了我，来救了我。主的完全拯救，他为基督来救我，使我脱离怒海。He is the master of the sea, villains he will obey. Your Savior, 我救主，必 save 救我。Light your light me, light your me, light your me.
谢主。
We thank the Lord.
愿今天早晨每一个弟兄姐妹、每一个朋友的心都向我们的主打开。
Because this morning we can open our hearts, whether we're a gospel friend or a brother and sister.
就像这首诗歌第二节说到最后，今日救我。
Just as it says in stanza two, today be saved.
今天是每个弟兄姐妹、每个朋友蒙恩的日子。
Today is a day of salvation for every single one of us.
今天我们在这边宣扬一个好消息。
Today we share this good news.
我们宣扬一个福音。
This gospel
是祝福给弟兄姐妹、给朋友们。
It's a blessing for brothers and sisters and for newcomers.
我们不需要做什么。
We don't need to do anything.
我们只要相信、接受，照着我们的本相来到主面前。
We just need to come as we are to believe to receive.
我们唱诗歌682首。
Let's sing hymn 682.
628.
628.
这首诗歌照我本相。
Just as I am.
在这边第一节里面说到，照我本相。无上主称，为你流血替我受者。
In stanza one, it says, "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me."
今天我们能够得拯救，是因着我们的主耶稣为我们流血。
Today, the salvation that we receive is because of the blood that was shed by Christ.
救恩是在他那边。
Salvation is in Him.
今天我们所要做的，相信照着我们自己的本相来到主面前。
So we just come as we are before the Lord.
每一个弟兄姐妹，每一个朋友们。
Every single one of us.
我们每一个人都是主所宝贝的。
We are precious in the sight of the Lord.
每一个灵魂在神面前，在我们的主面前，都是他所珍惜的。
Every soul before Him is He desires.
愿今天早晨，主借着他的话打动我们的心。
This morning, may the Lord speak to our hearts through His Word.
那我们能够照着这一首说，诗歌所说的。
That we can, as it states in this hymn.
照我本相。
Just as I am.
我们来到主面前。
To come before the Lord.
我们来到主面前。
To come before Him.
好，我们请诗琴，我们把这首诗歌弹一遍。我们唱第一节、第二节跟第五节。
If the pianist can play it for us once, then we'll sing stanzas 1, 2, and 5. Together.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God.
Let's pray.
主，早晨我们心实在是充满了感谢跟赞美。
Lord, this morning our hearts are full of thanksgiving and praise.
你也每一次你的儿女们聚集在你面前。
Because each time your children meet together,
我们知道都是你的恩典，都是你的的救恩。
We know it is completely by your grace and your salvation.
早晨愿意你自己的圣灵在这边做那自由运行的工作。
This morning, may your spirit do the work of liberty amongst us.
打开我们的心。
To open up our hearts.
打开我们的眼。
Open up our eyes.
让我们实在是看到你是一位何等爱我们的主。
That we can see that you are a God who truly loves us.
早晨特别为着在我们当中的每一位福音朋友向你献上祷告。
Pray for every friend amongst us who does not yet know you.
我们知道他们来到我们当中不是偶然的。
We know that they are not here by happenstance.
乃是你在创世以前你就已经预备好这个救恩给他们。
But even before the foundations of the world, you have prepared salvation for them.
主，我们相信今天早晨你要来吸引每一个。
And we trust that this morning you are drawing them to yourself.
你要让他们看到你已经为他们舍命，你已经为他们预备那永远的生命。
That they may see that you have already died on the cross for them, that you have already prepared eternal life for them.
在地上虽然有很多的困难。
Though there are many difficulties that we face here in the world.
主，在他们可以在你里面找着出路，找着平安。
But in you they can find an escape, that they can find peace.
主，早晨实在是降下你的救恩，降下你的圣灵。
Lord, this morning may you send forth your salvation.In your presence,
摸着每一个在这边等候你的人
to touch everyone who waits upon you.
愿你的名在这边被得着高举
May your name be raised and worshipped.
愿每个人都来顺服你自己
May all may come to worship and to obey you.
我们这样祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名
We pray these things in your precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们诗歌就停在这里
And our singing here.
弟兄姊妹，大家好。
Brothers and sisters, hello and everyone.
刚才弟兄选的这两首诗歌，基本上他已经把福音都讲得很完全了。
The two hymns that our brother had chosen
对对
that we just
sang. 他救我们是用爱救我们。
He has already shared the full and complete gospel.
我们到神的面前来，我们不需要做任何的装饰。我们可以坦然地到他面前。
When we come before him, we do not need to pretend or do anything. We just come just as we are.
这两首诗歌讲到福音在我们生命上所做的一个工作是一个无坚不摧无障碍不克服的一个工作用爱来征服我们
We know that this gospel that is given to us
地上的强权都是用外面的势力来征服但是我们的主他用爱来征服你
It's something that we don't need to labor and to do. And it's not that we need to be
overcome. 我刚才到停车场里面去，到我车上去拿一点东西，我看到停车场的车位几乎都满了。
I saw that the cars in the parking lot were already, the parking lot is pretty full.
感谢主，把实体聚会量给我们。
And I thank the Lord He has given us this in-person gathering today.
让我们大人孩子再一次能够实体的聚在他的面前。
That adults and children we can gather in His presence together.
再来蒙恩典。
And again receive grace.
我们三年多没有聚在一起了。
We haven't gathered together in 3 years.
我们一生到底有几个三年呢？对不对
？And in our entire lifetime, how many 3 years do we have?
所以当主把这个机会量给我们到他面前来的时候
，So as we have this opportunity to gather in His presence,
不仅我能够珍惜，我希望在座的每一位都能珍惜。
Not only do I treasure this time, but I hope that all of us can treasure this time.
只有这两三个钟头的时间。
Because only in these 2 to 3 hours' time,
真的不论我讲什么
it's not that I can speak anything.
我讲的可能不完全，可能不好，但是
And what I say is not complete.
但是愿圣善的灵摸着你
But may the good and Holy Spirit touch you.
所以我们把这几个钟头的时间，我们把心转向神
So in this small amount of time, may we turn our hearts towards God.
愿我们把手机先放下来。
Let's put our cell phones down.
在这个世代里面，我发现手机是最最最 扒着我们的一样东西啊。
In this age, I feel that our cell phones is the thing that bothers us the most.
醒起来第一件事抓手机。
The very first thing we do when we wake up is to grab our cell phones.
我不问你们多少人有这些习惯啊。
How many of us have this habit?
但是这个手机，我们要善用它的话，能帮助我们。
But if you do use it appropriately, it can be of help to us.
所以你很难得到聚会当中来跟弟兄姊妹交通，来听圣灵对你说话的时候，就请你把手机放下来。
So when you come to the church and you take this opportunity to hear God's word and to fellowship with brothers and sisters, I do hope you can put your cell phone down.
小小的要求，请弟兄姊妹原谅我哈。
So do forgive me for this.
所以我今天呢，奉弟兄姊妹的差遣，让来传福音。
And also according to the arrangement of brothers and sisters, today I'm sharing the gospel.
那我自己就先在主面前有一个寻求说，你要传的话，你必须先知道你自己里面认为福音是什么。
And so I thought to myself that if I have to share the gospel, I need to know what this gospel is.
不是照着书上讲什么，我来这里讲什么。
Not according to what is written in the textbook of what it is, and I say.
就太教条化了，是不是这样？
Because then it's just too according to the book.
所以我今天呢，讲福音分四个阶段，我希望我有时间把它讲完。
And so today I'm going to split the gospel into four parts, and I hope I can finish it.
第一个呢，就是我们来要有一个预备，我们是用心来遇见主。
The first is that in our preparation, we need to meet the Lord with our hearts. That with our hearts, we receive this grace.
相对的呢，就是什么？不要用头脑来接受它。
Conversely, we are not accepting God with our mind.
第二个呢，讲的呢，就是刚才福音的第一首，
爱
救了我。
Song that we just sang, that love came to save us.
所以当我们要是被爱摸着，我想我们每一个人在座的都知道爱是什么东西哈。
And so if you are touched by love, every one of us, we know what love is.
但是你能够把爱说得清楚吗？
But can you speak clearly of what love is?
所以当我们每一个人被爱摸着的时候，我们知道
So when we are touched by love,
no? 是不是？
Then we will say, I've got it. Isn't that right?
第三个我要讲的就是我们人的一生到底有多少是预先知道的。
And thirdly, in our human lives, how much do we already foreknow or already can predict?
有多少是我们能够回顾看见的。
And how much can you look back and remember?
第四个。
Fourthly,
这一步很重要啊。
And this step is very important.
就是你要迈出这信心的一步。
That you need to take a step of faith.
神，你看不见，你摸不着。
You cannot see, you cannot touch God.
我们人的五官里面啊，有视觉、嗅觉、听觉、味觉，还有一个什么觉？谁讲触觉？
In our human five senses, we have five different senses: the sense of seeing, the sense of taste, hearing, smelling.
温习这个内容的时候
，And as I was reviewing this last night,
我是讲摸觉。
I said we have a sense of touch.
建华就告诉我，不是摸觉，是触觉。
We have a sense of touch, a sensation.
要是我们凭这五种感官的话。我们摸不到神的。
If you merely base everything based off of your five senses, you cannot sense God.
你必须要用你的心。
You must use your heart.
用你的心来摸他。
You must sense him, touch him with your heart.
到底怎么摸呢？
How do you touch him?
你被摸着的时候你就知道。
When you are touched by him, you will know. You can't speak of it with your heart, with your mouth. It's very difficult to explain with your words.
我想所有在座的蒙恩的弟兄姊妹都有一段爱的故事。
For all brothers and sisters who are saved by grace, we all have this love story.
每一个人不尽相同。
And it's all different.
但是有一件可以肯定的就是他被爱摸到了。
However, one thing that is the same is that we've all been touched by love.
好，那在交通之前呢，这个弟兄就跟我讲说，你上去要讲故事哦。
And so before I came up to share, a brother said to me, "Hey, you need to share a story."
我说哇，要讲一个钟头的故事耶，这个故事也很长哦。
And if I'm going to tell a story for 1 hour, it must be a very long story.
那我就在主面前寻求啊，我说主啊，你到底要我讲什么故事呢？
So I sought before the Lord, "Lord, what story am I going to share?"
Okay, 所以我每一段呢，我就 讲一个故事。
So in each section, I'm going to share a story.
希望对在座的不是那么无聊啊。
So I hope you won't be too bored.
OK, 第一个，我们先要来看两段经文啊。
So first off, let's take a look at two passages.
一个是马太福音。
First is in the Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音六章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 21.
他说是。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
第二个是讲到这个箴言。
And secondly,
他讲说，你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Proverbs 4:23, it says, Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life.
这两节经文里面强调了一个什么东西啊?
So what is the emphasis in these two verses?
强调了一个什么?
It's on the heart.
强调了一个心。
The emphasis is on the heart.
哦，所以整本圣经告诉我们。
So the entire Bible tells us.
我们来亲近他。是要用心来亲近他。
When you draw near to him, you draw near with your heart.
我们传福音传了这么多年。
We shared the gospel for so many years.
我碰见刚刚开始进来的福音朋友，都是用这个来亲近神。
I meet many gospel friends. As soon as they come in, they begin by using their mind. They draw near to God with their mind.
所以我们讲的诸多的这些恩典啊，这些在我们身上的救恩啊。
So when we speak of this grace and the salvation that we have received,
他们没有办法领受。
They cannot receive it.
他们认为是不可能的事。
They think it's an impossibility.
哪里有白白的恩典？
How can there be free grace?
但是当你用心的时候
However, when you use your heart, you will come to know that yes, this is free grace.
OK, 我下面要开始讲故事了。
OK, next is a story.
1992年的冬天
In the winter of 1992,
教会在 Black Lake, 黑湖办了一个福音聚会。
We had a gospel meeting at Black Lake.
这个福音聚会呢，我们从这个 Pullman 那边邀请了一些学生，他们是硕士班跟博，那个时候还没有这个直修的，那个时候只有硕士跟博士班的学生在那边。
There were some,
我们请他们来参加福音营。
There were some students, they were all master students and perhaps some doctoral students, that we invited from Pullman to come and attend this gospel camp.
我们请了两位讲员。
And we invited two speakers.
他们的题目是第一个讲员是讲到科学与信仰。
And the very first speaker, his topic was regarding science and faith.
第二位讲员是讲进化论的探讨。
And the second speaker had to talk about, he talked about evolution.
我想这两个题目对这个世代年轻人或者是那个时候的人都一直是一个问题。
And these particular topics for the young people today as well as people today are all very relevant topics.
当然我们今天来不是来谈这两个问题的。
And of course our topic today is not these two.
我们谈的是这个里面的一个男主角。
But we are talking about a main character within it.
我们请了这一百多位弟兄姊妹到我们当中来福音聚会，然后三天两夜的时间。
And so, in these 100 or so participants, there was about 2 to 3 days worth of time.
所以我们给他安排住宿啊，有的人是，基本上是一个弟兄跟一个福音朋友住一间房间。
And we had arranged so that one brother would stay with one gospel friend in each room as we arranged for the dormitories.
那因为时间很有限呢，所以聚会就很密集啊，从早到晚就是这样子，这个跟他们。谈跟他们交通，跟他们的问题解答这些。
And so, because of the short amount of time, we had arranged for meetings to be from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, so that there be questions and answers and lots of discussions.
那这位男主角呢？我忘了介绍他，他是硕士班的，他是主修数学的。
And so, this one main character of our story, this gentleman, he was a master student in math.
所以弟兄姊妹知道他这个头脑是多数学的
And so you know that in his mind, his mind is full of math.
他来都是有一套公式的啊。
And in his mind, he has his formula.
他不会这么就跳出来一个结果。
He's not going to jump to any conclusion.
哎，结果呢？他因为那个是一个夏令营的这个营地
，and because this was a campsite retreat，
所以他那个宿舍的隔间呢都很单薄，都是这种单层的夹板隔的房间。
The walls of all the rooms were very thin. They were just a single piece of wood. They're very thin walls.
所以他们晚上聚会完了，十点钟要回房间睡觉了，休息了。
And so at the end of the day, around 10 p.m., when everybody needed to go back and rest，
从他这个下面跟这个弟兄交通的话里面。我可以感觉到他那个脑子里面已经堆满了问题。
I could already feel that in his mind, as he was having fellowship and questions with that brother, he had lots of questions.
他急需要找一个地方来得到答案哦。
He really wanted a place to find some answers.
所以我们刚好就睡在他隔壁啊。
And I was just happened to be sleeping next door.
那我就听到他们两个开始交通了。
And so I started to hear them have some sharing.
他对创造论、对进化论、对各方各面神的恩典、白白的恩典，这些他都有问题。
He had questions regarding creationism, regarding evolution, as well as God's grace, and all these things. He had so many questions.
很遗憾啊，我忘记了这位住跟他住在一起的这位弟兄是谁，我忘记了。
And sadly, I forgot which brother.
也真难为他了哈，他把问题都给他一一解答。
Because that brother did answer every single one of his questions.
但是一个男主角他还是不信。
But this main character in our story, he still did not believe.
他还是不承认有神。
He did not want to acknowledge the existence of God.
他还是不承认他照我本相能够到神面前来得到恩典。
He did not want to acknowledge the fact that he can just come as he is to receive grace from God.
他们从十点钟大概一直谈到快早上一点。
They talked from 10 p.m. till about 1 a.m.
那我们在隔壁就陪听，陪到一点。
And so we were just listening along.
有结果没有？
Was there a result?
没有结果。
There was no
end
result.
我看到有人在摇头啊。那这位男主角他最后提出一个问题。
And so finally, our main character, he asked this question.
这个问题是一个决定性的问题。
This was a decisive question.
这个问题能不能够得到解答，就关系那天晚上谈论的结果。
Whether or not this question could be answered would determine the end result of that evening.
他问的这个问题真的是很要命的。
This was a life or death question.
他说：“你说有神，你把神拿给我看。”
He says, "If there is a God, show me God."
我看了我就信了。
If I can see him, I will believe in him.
我们能够拿给他，我们能够拿神给他看吗？
Is there any way that we could take God out and
show
him?
对，所以就着我们人的天性，我们就要看到，我们才相信。
According to our human nature, if we see it, then we believe it.
所以他是用我们的人的五官。
So he was using his human five senses, his own mind.
五官决定。我们的心是怎么样？
He wanted to use the five senses to determine the condition of his heart.
所以当他用他的头脑来认识神的时候，
And so when he wanted,
行不通。
When he wanted to use his mind to come to know God, there was no possible way.
感谢主啊。
But we thank the Lord.
稀奇的事情发生在后面。
The amazing thing was afterwards.
这个聚会三天两夜很快就过去了。
Because this retreat after 3 days it passed.
大家都回去上班，回去上学，都回到原来的地方去。
Everyone had to go back to work, go back to school to where they came from.
我要是没有记错的话，大概两年以后。
If I remember correctly, about 2 years later.
在一个特别聚会里面。
In a special meeting.
我又碰到这个男主角。
I met this gentleman.
哎，他是个弟兄啊。
But now he's a brother.
他信主了。
He believed in the Lord.
他在聚会里面服侍啊。
And he started serving in the gathering.
我心里都很好奇啊。
And so I was very curious.
因为那天晚上，虽然我没有跟他们一起谈，但是基本上我是从头听到尾。
Even though I was not there participating in that sharing Q&A, but I basically was a participant listening from beginning to end.
所以在中午吃饭的时候，我就跟那个弟兄拉着跟他坐在一起。
So at lunchtime, I pulled
this brother. 想跟他谈一谈说。
And I wanted to ask him.
哎，弟兄啊，你那些问题有没有答案呢？我也想知道那些答案呢。
Brothers, the questions that you had, did you receive an answer? Because I want to know what the answers are.
你到底是不是看见了神呢、啊？你才相信的啦。
Is it because that you now saw God that then you believed?
他下面给我的答案呢、啊？我听了以后啊，哎呀，所以我一直到今天我还记得这个故事。
His answer really was such an answer, so that to this day I still remember this story.
他跟我说，弟兄啊。那些问题已经不重要了。
He said, "Brother, those questions are no longer important."
因为神的爱已经住在我里面。
Because God's love now already dwells within me.
所以用心来摸着神的爱，这是我们每一个人，无论你是信主很久的也好，或者是你要想要认识他的也好，这是唯一的一条途径。
So the
只有用爱，用你的心来摸着神。
The only way to come to know God is if in your heart you come to touch Him, whether you have known Him for a very long time or you want to come to know Him for the first time.
我喜欢在院子里面种一些蔬菜啊，水果啊。
I like to plant fruits and vegetables in the yard.
那过去这两三年呢，我想说是自己试看看，我就没有到店里面去买那些苗来种，我就前一年呢。
In the last 2-3 years, I've attempted to start a garden and to plant.
前一年的冬天之前呢，把这些果啊、这些树啊、这些种子啊，都把它们留起来。
And so instead of buying the seeds from the store, I would save all of the seeds and all the things of the previous year.
然后到了开春以后呢，我就把它开始培苗在家里面。
And so I started to cultivate all of these seeds at home.
那个种子放在手上看。一点都不稀奇，
and the seeds
生命的感觉
are very unassuming, and there's no sense of life when you hold them in your hand.
但是当我们把爱心放在里面，每天注意它的温度、湿度这些条件给它的时候，
but every day as you place your love and care into it, as you adjust its temperature, and then you look at the and you take care of it.
我发现那个一点都不稀奇的那个小的那个一个籽，哎，居然它会冒芽出来。
These very unassuming seeds now begin to sprout.
证明一点。
It signifies.
只有爱能够让叫生命能够成长。
Love allows life to grow.
我有时候这个放在旁边，有的时候三天几天没有注意它，没有给它浇水了。它那个苗就微微的。
And if I don't pay attention to these sprouts, if I don't water it or care for it in 2-3 days, these little sprouts begin to wither.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹或者是朋友，我们到神的家里面来，要摸到神的爱。
So brothers and sisters and dear friends, I hope that when you come into God's house, you will be able to touch God's love.
我们要是用头脑来认识神的话，
if you want to know God with your mind,
是绝对不一样。
It is entirely different.
OK, 所以现在我要讲到我们今天的这个经节啊，
是约翰
福音三章十六节。
And I want to come to today's main scripture, John 3:16.
我想这个对我们都是很熟悉的一句经文。
This is a passage we're all very familiar with.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
刚才我已经请弟兄姊妹把你对的器皿打开，向着神。
I just asked brothers and sisters to open the right instrument within you so that you can receive God.
曾经有弟兄们跟我们讲啊，说你信主很简单。只有一尺的差别，一尺就这么长，对不对
？And some brothers have told us that to receive God is very easy because the distance is only about 1 foot.
从这里到这里
，from here to here is roughly about 1 foot.
所以你要是用这个地方来信神，来摸着神的话，你摸不着，因为问题太多，没有办法得到答案。
If you use this area to try to receive God, to believe in God, it's too difficult because you have too many questions and there's no answer. But if with here you have touched God,
老实话跟你说，真的是甘甜无比。
Honestly speaking, there is a sweetness that is immeasurable.
所以我这里要跟弟兄姊妹讲一个爱的故事。
And so now I want to tell brothers and sisters a story of love.
这个爱的故事你听起来好像很稀松平常，但是你要是在其中的话，你会知道这个爱是不一样的。
When you hear the story, you might think, oh, this is so common. But if you are in it, then you will realize this is something that's different.
1986年, 这哪一年我忘记了啊。
It could be either 1986 or 87, I forgot.
那个时候我还住在 New Jersey.
I was living in New Jersey at that time.
就是我们顺弟兄常常去服侍的那个伊士林的教会。
A gathering where Brother Sun often goes there to serve in, which is at Eastling.
那个聚会里面呢，来了一对夫妻。
And in that gathering, there is a couple.
那个时候国内来的人不多。
And there weren't too many people who came from the mainland, mainland China at that time.
他们是来做访问学者。
And this couple, they were visiting scholars.
这个先生呢是在某一个省立的肿瘤研究所当所长。
And this husband at that time, he was the a department. He was doing research at that time.
他的太太呢是省立医院的妇产科的主任。
And his wife was also a physician in the labor and delivery.
所以他们就的知识层面来讲的话，都是高水准的人。
So according to their intellect, they were all scholars, very smart.
那洛哥州立大学呢，给他们一年的 scholarship.
And that particular university also gave them an entire year's worth of scholarship.
他们研究的主题就是食道癌的研究，是专门研究食道癌。
And their main focus of research was in a particular area of cancer research.
学校给他们的经费很少。
And the funds that they receive from the school is very small.
所以他们要食衣住行样样都顾到的话，这个经费是绝对不够的。
And so their funds for their daily living, it was not enough for them.
那我怎么认识他的？我已经忘记了啊。
Now I forgot how I came to know them.
那他们需要一个住的地方。
But they needed a place to live.
那我们家那个时候弟兄姊妹都知道，要是知道的话，东岸的房子都有 basement。
And brothers and sisters, if you know on the east coast, the homes, they all have basements.
那我们那个 basement 呢，是有一半是在地上面的。
And our basement, half of it was above ground.
那我们就把那个 basement 免费借给他们用。
And so we allowed this couple to use it freely.
那 他从国内来的时候就两口皮箱就来了，什么都没有，要待一年哦。
And they came with two suitcases, and they were to stay here for an entire year, but they didn't have much.
哦，那时候教会伊斯林教会的弟兄姊妹就大家都起来帮助他们。
And so all the brothers and sisters at that gathering, they all went to help them.
大到这个寝具，小到锅碗瓢盆，家里面所有的东西，弟兄姊妹都来供应他们。
All of the necessary household items and kitchen items, brothers and sisters all freely gave to help them.
让他们很快就能够安定下来。
So that they very quickly were settled.
我们做这些事情，真的我们没有想要从他得着什么，或者是说因着这样，我们要求他要信主，我们都没有，我们只是单纯的愿意帮助他们，就是这样。
We had no requirements in thinking that we were to gain anything back, but we just simply wanted to help them, or not even requiring them that they must believe, but simply just to help them.
他们在那个时代的那个时候，他大概已经四十多岁了啊。中国的时代的背景，我想弟兄姊妹有一些应该知道，他们有那种特殊的背景在他们后面。
According to their age and their background, they were roughly in their 40s, and so perhaps you may understand where they came from.
他们讲话 很小心的。
When they spoke very carefully.
他们面对的环境，他们都有一个问号。
The environment that they faced, they all had this question.
他刚开始跟我说话很小心的，不乱说话的，因为他不认识我，我也 他也不知道我为什么要帮他。
When they first spoke to me, they were very careful because they didn't know why we were helping them.
是不是有目的呢？
That if did we have an ulterior motive?
有可能哦。
It's possible.
是不是？但是我们待他就像一家人，因为我们住在一个屋檐底下嘛，然后教会很多弟兄姊妹也常常来探望他们啊。
But because we lived in that same building, in the same house, and we wanted to help them, and many brothers and sisters came to visit them,
很快我们就非常熟悉了。
Very quickly, we became very familiar.
有一天哦，他跟我掏心讲话，掏心了。
But one day, he really opened up his heart to tell me.
他问我说，哎，你为什么要对我这么好啊？
He said, hey, why are you so nice to me?
你们为什么要对我这么好啊？
Why are you so nice to me?
是不是我们人好像都有那种自然的反应，就是你对我好，因为我对你好。
Isn't that so that we have this natural human tendency to think, oh, well, if you are nice to me, then I will be nice to you.
他问我说，你为什么要对我这么好？
And so he asked, so why are you so nice to me?
问题是说我里面没有这个答案呢，所以他问我，我也不知道我为什么对他那么好。
But here the question was that I didn't have a particular answer, so I didn't know exactly how to answer him. Why am I so nice to him?
他前后一共来做访问学者做了两次。
And so he came as a visiting scholar twice.
第一次来他住我那里，第二次来可能学校提供他的这个 housing， 所以他住在学校里面去。
The first time he came, he lived with me. The second time when he came, the school did provide housing for him.
但是第二次来之后，他接受了主。
But the second time that he came to receive the Lord.
我不认为这是我一个人的摆上。
I cannot say that this was due to my own personal sacrifice.
这是所有的教会弟兄姊妹付出的爱心。
This was the love and sacrifice of all the brothers and sisters in the church.
所以在他那个天然的人里面，拒绝有神的那种观念里面，能够被扭转。
So that in his natural human mind, the tendency to reject God, he was changed.
而不是说我们用知识、道理来扭转他。
We did not change his mind using intellect, using reasoning and doctrine.
而是爱来摸着他。
But it was love that touched him.
他才知道说，哇哦，有这个东西啊。
So that he could say, oh, wow, there's such a thing.
所以愿神每天都用他的爱来摸着我们。
So may God use His love to touch us.
好，第三个我要讲的就是我们人的预知跟回顾。
Thirdly is our foreknowledge as well as our memories.
这是有关于我自己的感觉哈。
This is regarding my own feeling.
我从14岁开始就接触所谓的教会生活。
I began to come into contact with church life from age 14.
是一位美国的宣教师呢，他到我生长的那个都市里面呢，他开办了一个基督书房。
American missionary came into my hometown and they opened up a Christian bookstore.
他针对这些年轻的世代呢，来传福音。
And he was there to share the gospel for the towards the
younger generation. 说老实话，他来的时候，他也没有说他来传福音的。
And he never came to say, "Oh, I'm here to share the gospel."
那他就是办各式各样的活动。
But he arranged many activities.
要我们年轻人去参加。
And invited all the young people to
attend. 然后借着活动当中呢，让你很自然的接触到福音。
And through these many activities, very naturally that you will come into contact with the gospel.
那是60年前，我今天。今年几岁？大概弟兄姊妹可以猜得出来了。那是60年前的故事啊。
This is a story of 60 years ago, so perhaps you may guess my age. This was 60 years ago.
根本不懂这些啊。
I definitely didn't understand any of this. I was 14.
我只知道去参加活动。
I only knew that I wanted to go to the activities.
其他的都不知道。
I didn't know about anything else.
然后一晃眼，这个时间就过去了。
And all of a sudden, all this time has passed.
学校毕业了。
I graduated from school.
进入社会工作了。
I entered into society to work.
各位猜怎么样？
You may guess.
神依然没有放弃我。
That God never let me go.
在我的身旁，在我的好朋友里面呢，有一个爱主的弟兄。
Among all of my good friends, there was this brother who really loved the Lord.
他也常常跟我传福音啊。
He would often share the gospel with me too.
那个时候 所以我现在看到这些福音朋友讲这些问题啊，跟这个弟兄们争论啊，都不稀奇。
And so now when I hear and see friends who have these questions and discussions as well as debates, I'm not surprised at all.
因为我们当初就是这个样子。
Because that's what I was in the past.
对不对？所以我跟那个弟兄跟我传福音，我也跟他抬杠。
And so when this brother shared the gospel with me, I also had lots of rebuttals.
我记得很清楚啊，这个回顾的部分啊，实在是让我在主的面前实在是有说不清说不完的这个 I'm sorry.
And so
说不完的抱歉。
And so as I think back and remember, I have these unspeakable sorries within my heart.
弟兄他那个时候自己有一栋房子啊，他常常邀请我们这些朋友到他家去。
And this brother, he had his own house and he would often invite his friends to go.
我们有一天晚上聊天，那个时候是讲聊天啊，还不敢讲说传福音呢，因为我也不知道他是在传福音嘛，就是讲聊天。
And so at one night I went and we were just chatting, just had a discussion. I could say it was just a discussion. It wasn't really exactly sharing the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，猜我们聊了多久
？But you can guess how long our discussion was.
有没有猜的
？Any guesses?
没有人敢猜哦。
No one dare guess.
我们聊了整个晚上。
We talked the entire night.
一个晚上没有睡觉。
I didn't sleep that whole night.
但是我是用头脑去接触他的。
Because
我心里面一点感动都没有。
I was interacting with him in my mind. There was no touch, there was nothing moving in my heart whatsoever.
我发出了同样一个问题。
I had the same question.
我说你有神的话，你就让我看见。
I said, if you have God, show him to me.
各位知道这个问题是没有结果的。
And of course, we all know that there's no answer to that
question. 所以我们人最大的罪在神的面前就是不信他。
The greatest sin man has before God is our disbelief.
我们常常活在自我中心的环境里面，我的想法、我的观念、我的做法、我的喜好。
We live in such a self-centered situation. My interests, my opinions, my way of doing things.
所以这些我的就主宰了我的一生。
All of this self now will dictate my entire life.
当然，那些情欲的东西，那些罪行的东西，都是从这里面衍生出来。
And of course, all our sinful deeds, all of our lusts, it all stems from this.
所以我一直到35岁才受浸归入主的名下。
And so it wasn't until I was age 35 until I accepted and believed and was baptized beneath his name.
所以弟兄姊妹要简单的算数，你算一下就知道35减14是多少啊。
And so with simple math, you will know from age 35 minus 14.
21年。
It was 21 years.
所以我这21年在神的里面是空白的。
And so 21 years before God, it was a complete blank.
所以我浪费了多少年？
Those were the years that I wasted.
所以我常常看到有很多弟兄姊妹的小孩啊，他们好像十岁就受浸归入主的名下。
So sometimes when I see brothers and sisters, their children, age 10, they're baptized and baptized beneath the name of our Lord Jesus.
所以我心里面啊，有一个感觉啊，
So I have this feeling in my heart.
我说等你长大了。
Wait till you grow up.
现在你可能不知道啊。
Right now, perhaps you don't know.
我说等你长大了以后，你会知道你掉在那个福窝，倒在那个蜜糖里面多甜的事啊。
That you will realize that you have fell into a pit of honey of something so sweet that you can't even describe.
因为你现在不觉得它重要。
Because you don't see the importance of it right now.
等你年老发白的时候。
Once you grow old and have white hair.
你就知道你这一生在他的带领里面是多么蒙福的一件事。
That you will know how blessed is your entire life being led by God.
感谢主。
And so we thank the Lord.
下面讲到甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
And then we continue on to say that he gave his only begotten son, John 3:16.
刚才我已经讲过了，我们人的罪性让我们跟神隔离了。
And I have just said that our human sinful nature causes us to be separate from God.
但是照着他的形象所创造的人，他要在我们身上做一个恢复的工作。
But for man who has been created according to his image, he is doing a work inside of us.
就好像我种的那个苗。
Just like the little sprouts of the fruit trees that I was tending.
因为外在的因素让它长得不好，让它发育得不好。
Because of the outward circumstances, it didn't grow very well.
但是我这个做主人的，我要尽量能够恢复它，能够让它长得好，能够发芽。
But for me, being the master, I am the one who needs to allow it to grow well, to sprout and to grow.
能够让它开花，能够让它结果。
So that it can flower, so that it can bear fruit.
同理心。
And so, all of this with my heart.
我们的主也是一样。
And this is the same way for our Lord.
他在我们身上所给的恩典，就是希望我们在他的里面能够得着生命。
All of the grace that he has given to us is through because he desires to give us life.
而且他跟我们讲了，这个生命要在我们里面得得更丰盛。
And we have already spoken, this life within us is so that it may become more abundant.
我这个有的时候我自己也不太明白这个圣经里面的话是这么的有把握。
And sometimes I myself, I don't even fully understand why the words in his scripture has so much conviction.
这个前一阵子弟兄姊妹可能有注意到这个 NASA 美国太空总署。
And perhaps recently you may have seen in the news that American company NASA.
他发布了一则新闻讲到这个火星探测船在火星传回的一些照片。
There was news that there were some pictures that came back from Mars.
它其中有一张照片。
Among them, there was this photograph.
很远很远很远里面有一个蓝色的小点。
From very, very, very far away, there was this blue-colored dot.
它告诉我们说，那个就是我们住的地球。
That shows us that that is the earth that we live on.
那个点就的我们肉眼能够看见来讲的话，它比粒沙大不了多少。
And so according to our own naked eye, it's no greater than a grain of sand.
各位可以想想，凭你的空脑筋想看看，那个小点上面住了将近80亿的人。
And so just with your limited human mind, you can perhaps imagine that on that earth, there is 8 billion people.
我们在那个里面蒙到神的恩典。
That in that now we have received God's grace.
你看到宇宙穹苍那么的大。
When you see the entire universe, the vastness and the greatness of it.
他怎么会选到你，选到我呢？
How is it that he had chosen you and me?
这个不是碰运气碰来的。
This is not coincidence.
真的不是哦。
It really is not.
圣经里面讲拣选，神拣选我们。
The Bible tells us that it is through his choosing that God has chosen us.
所以你今天到这里来，不知道是人家邀请你来的，或者是自己来的，或者是朋友请吃饭呢，你好啊，我就来吧，来嘛。
So today here, the fact that you are here, is it because you have been invited, because of a particular promised meal, or that you just happen to come here?
不是偶然的。
It is not
coincidence. 绝对不是偶然的。
Definitely not coincidence.
等你有一天你回头看的时候，你会发现，哎呀，神做事太奇妙。
One day when you look back and you look and you realize, wow, what God did was amazing.
所以我们真的是要存着一颗敬畏的心。
That is why we truly have a heart that honors
him. 来到神的面前。
To revere him.
如罪人像我也蒙受了这样的恩典。
That a sinner like me, I have received such grace.
我自己觉得我一点都不配这个恩典。
Truly, I do feel that I am not worthy of this grace.
你们不认识我。
You may not know me.
但是他认识我。
But he knows me.
他拣选我。
And he chose me.
我都认为我不配。
And I even acknowledge I'm not worthy.
所以真的是神的爱摸着了你的时候，你就知道了。
That is truly when God's love touches you, you will
know. 所以他叫一切信他的。
So that all who believe in him.
这里讲接受神的救恩有一个先决条件。 that 你要信。
For all who receive him, there is this requirement. You must believe.
信不是从这里信，是从这里信。
The belief is not from your mind, but it is from your heart.
因为这里的信能够折服你。
Because the belief from your heart will now...
头脑的信不能够折服你。
It will cause you to submit, because the belief from your mind will not cause you to submit.
所以一旦你被折服了以后，这些外面的都不重要。
Because once you've submitted to him, then everything else is no longer important.
因为神的爱住在你里面。
Because God's love can dwell in you.
下面一句很重要，对我们的结局来讲，说不至灭亡，反得永生。
The next phrase is very important regarding our future. That is that you will not perish, but have eternal life.
简单的说，当我们接受了这个生命以后，
Simply put, when you have received of this life,
这个生命跟永恒就发生了关系。
This life now has something to do with eternity.
因为神是永恒的。
Because God is eternal.
他把他的生命放在你的里面。
He has placed his life inside of you.
所以我们当决定要不要接受这个恩典的时候，我们是决定永生与永死。
And so when it comes to this decision of whether or not you are to receive of this grace, it is a decision that has to do with eternal life or eternal death.
这是一个非常严肃的问题。
This is a very serious question.
你今天的工作环境很好，待遇很好，家庭很好，收入很好，物质的享受很好。
Today you may have a good job, you may have good financial situation, a good home, your environment may be very good.
但是没有人可以保证你这个可以一直下去。
But no one can guarantee that it will continue on.
这个也不过只是短短的几年或者是十几年而已。
Because this is a very temporal, short amount of time, perhaps just a few decades.
你要跟永远来比的话，
But if you are to compare it with eternity,
你怎么有把握说你的永远都是好的呢？
Can you guarantee that forever your eternity will be good?
但是我们的主他应许了你这个。
But our God, He has already promised you this.
一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
This promise is that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
所以朋友们
So friends,
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们可能认识主已经很久了
Perhaps you have known the Lord for many years.
快40年
For me, almost 40 years.
但是主在我们生命里面到底有多少的分量？
But how much does God actually have within us?
我们到底多少尊他为大？
How much have we truly exalted and magnified him?
我承认我没有。
I acknowledge I have not.
不是 always.
It's not always.
所以每一次传福音这个福音的内容就是讲我们主耶稣基督他的所事跟他的所作。
So the content of this gospel, every time we share it, we share about who he is and what he has done.
而这些都跟我们发生了关系。
And it's relationship with us.
所以你到这里来，你听的一件事情不是跟你没有关系的。
And so when you come here and you listen to this message, it's not something that has nothing to do with you.
最近这个电脑都谈这个 AI 这些东西啊，我是不懂这些东西。
Recently, there's been all this discussion regarding AI. I don't really understand it.
但是那些听的人都听得非常兴奋。
But for those who are listening to it, they find themselves feeling very excited.
因为他们已经看见了那个要来的那个 picture 是一个什么样的 picture?
Because they see what is that to come, they already see what it is.
所以愿神也给我们那样的意象 vision.
May the Lord also give us that same vision.
让我们看见那个要来的到底是什么。
So that we may also see that which is to come. What is it?
到底跟我发生了什么关系？
What does it have to do with me?
愿我们能够安静地在他面前做一个对的选择。
And that in quietness, we may make the right decision.
我们讲神是大能的神，所以他叫你相信，他可以用他的 power 叫你相信。
When we talk about our God, we talk about our almighty, powerful God, and yes, he can use his power to make you believe.
你会很稀奇，他为什么要用爱来折服？
But then you may find it very amazing. Why is it that he wants to deal with me with his love instead?
他为什么给我们有一个选择的机会，让你举手说我要接受主耶稣？
Why does he give me this opportunity to choose for myself to raise my hand and say I want him?
他用那个 power 叫你举手，不就完了吗？
He can use his power to make you raise your hand, and then that's it.
地上的强权都是用武力，用 power 来征服你。
All the forces and the powers of this earth will use forced power to make you do it.
他是用爱来征服你。
But our Lord, he deals with us with his love.
光这一点，我们就享受不完。
And so just on this one aspect, we'll never fully enjoy of it all.
所以我劝各位不一定要等把你里面的问题都搞清楚了再来相信。
So I exhort you, all friends, don't wait until all of your questions are answered.
这下面要讲到一个这个踏出信心的一步啊。
And our last point is to take that step of faith.
这个故事是最近发生的。
And this story actually happened recently.
前一阵子我们出去度了假。
Recently we went out for a vacation.
到了个海边。
We went to the beach.
那个海边呢，是有热带啊、鱼啊这些东西。
At the beach there were lots of tropical fish.
那我们报名了去参加一个浮潜。
And so we signed up to go snorkeling in the shallow waters.
Yeah. 各位，你知不知道我不会游泳啊？
And if you know me, I don't know how to swim.
我这么大个人，我不会游泳。
Even though I'm so big, I can't
swim. 我每次讲我不会游泳，人家都笑。
Every time I say I can't, people laugh.
他说：“邱弟兄，你掉下去不会沉的啦。”
And they said, Brother Alex, if you fall into the water, you won't drown. You won't sink.
但是我看到水我就怕。
But if I see water, I'm afraid.
那我们在那个船上面呢？这个很多人都下去。
And so at the boat, there were a lot of people went down to the water.
带着装备啊，都下去。哎呀， And, 看到那个水底的那些鱼啊、珊瑚啊，好漂亮。
So a lot of people went snorkeling. They were looking at the reefs, looking at the fish.
看到那个不叫乌龟吧？那个叫玳瑁还是什么东西？
They saw the big tortoises.
好漂亮。
The sea creatures.
我不敢下去。
But I dare not go down into the water.
我就一直很犹豫说怎么办。
I kept hesitating and I kept wondering what should I do.
他有好有两三批吧，对吧？第一批下去了，建华第一批就下去了。
There were several groups and Sister Tina, she went in the first group.
搞了一个多钟头。
And she was there for more than an hour.
那我在上面我就一直在揣摩。
And so I was on the boat and I kept thinking.
告诉你们一个秘密啊，她也不会游泳。
But let me tell you a secret, she doesn't know how to swim either.
我心里面想，他都敢下去，我为什么不敢下去呢？
If she dares to go, why should I not?
后来就吸口气。
So
okay,
finally,
let's go.
I just sucked in my courage and I said, okay, I'm going to go.
他在那个里面，其实你真的不需要做任何事。
Actually,
他有一个很大的救生圈。
When you were down in the water, you didn't need to do anything because there was a huge pool. What's it called?
你只要扶住那个救生圈。
The inflatable.
有这个教练呢拉着你。
And then the instructor actually was pulling you along, so you didn't have to do anything.
你千万不要说是你要做什么。
And you dare not do anything on your own.
因为你想要做什么的话，你就给他增加很多的。
Because if you did anything, then you are actually hindering and harming the whole experience. And so you just need to relax.
低头看海里面。
And you just put your head down and you look at the sea.
这是我有生以来所见海底的美景第一次。
And this was the very first time I saw the beauty of the underwater creatures.
好多美丽的珊瑚，好多大的这个玳瑁在水里面游。
There was beautiful tropical fish and reef as well as tortoises and things sea creatures.
上面我们很少看到另外一个世界是什么样的世界。
Even though we live here on Earth, it's very rare that we get to see the different things that are on the Earth. We've only hear about it.
没有亲眼看过。
We haven't seen with our own eyes.
我要是一直被那个我不会游泳抓住的话，
If I was constantly gripped by the thought that I cannot swim,
我永远不会看到这些。
I would have never seen all these things.
所以各位，你到这里来，你要是心里面存着一些既有的先天的条件的话。
And so if you have come here and you have already these stipulations and your own expectations in your heart,
你也不太容易进这个恩门。
It would be difficult for you to enter into the doors of grace.
所以你必须要踏出这信心的。
So you need to take that step of faith.
好了，我讲的已经，我想已经够多了。
I've spoken enough.
我搬到西雅图来，90年搬来的，搬了30多年。
I moved to Seattle in the 90s. It's been 30 some years.
我接触了许许多多的福音朋友、弟兄姊妹。
I have encountered many gospel friends, many brothers and sisters.
我看到很多福音朋友因着信主。他的生命的改变。
I have seen many gospel friends' lives be changed because of faith.
他的生活的改变。
And their lives, daily living changes.
他的家庭，他的婚姻的改变。
Their family, their marriages change.
这都是我亲眼看见，之前跟之后有什么样的不同。
I have witnessed with my own eyes the difference from the beginning as well as at the end.
当然，这个不是一天两天的事情。
Of course, not a thing that happens within 1 to 2 days.
我在这里待了30多年。
I've been here for 30 some years.
我当我在传福音的时候，我心里面也有一个挣扎。
But as I share the gospel, I also have this struggle in my heart.
福音朋友就是说。哎，你们这个信主的，你们好像都是风平浪静哦，一帆风顺哦。
For those of you who believe in the Lord, everything is going so smoothly. There's not a wave, not a difficulty. So of course, then you will believe in the Lord.
其实不是这个样。
Actually, it's not so.
我也看到很多弟兄姊妹失业被 lay off.
I have seen many brothers and sisters. There are those who have been laid off, lost their jobs.
处在那种病痛的当中
also lived in illness and sickness.
很多不如意的事情发生，车祸啊，各式各样的不如意，也一样发生在信主的弟兄姊妹身上。
Many misfortunate events, many tragedies also happen to Christians, those who believe in the Lord.
稀奇的是，我们里面有那个平安在我们里面。
But the amazing thing is, we have peace within our hearts.
我们没有办法说明到底是怎么回事。
We cannot fully clarify and say exactly what it is.
但是，就像我们早上唱的那首诗歌一样。
But just like that hymn we sang earlier this morning.
永久磐石。
He is the rock of ages.
你不管外面的风暴是怎么样一个状况，你只要扎根在那个磐石上。
It doesn't matter how big the storms are around you, as long as you are rooted in the rock of ages.
说老实话，弟兄姊妹，我还在经历扎根的阶段。
Honestly, brothers and sisters,
我也不是说我已经完全 OK 了。
I'm still putting my roots down on the rock of ages. It's not to say that everything is okay for me.
所以每一次环境有改变，生活里面有改变。我们都必须要再回到这个根基上来重新认识。
And so every time the circumstances change and things are changing around us, we still need to be firmly rooted in the rock of ages.
不然凭着天然的我们很容易动摇的。
Otherwise, naturally speaking, it's so easy for us to be shaken and moved.
圣经上所说的每一句话都是神的应许。
Every single word that is spoken in the Bible are God's
promises. 所以当你接受了主的生命以后，这些圣经里面的话对你就是一个盖了章的应许。
So after you have received this life and you have received him into your life, all of the words in the Bible are promises for you.
他告诉我们说他把平安留给我们。
He said he has given you peace.
弟兄姊妹，朋友们，你们相信吗？
Brothers and sisters and friends, do you believe?
我们的生命，我们的生活就要活出那个相信。
And then our life and our daily living will live out our faith.
我们里面有那个平安。
That we have faith, that we have this peace.
朋友们，你愿意那个里面平安在你的里面吗？
Friends, are you willing to have that peace within you?
建华问我说：“哎，你要不要呼召？”我说：“可不可以不呼召？”
Sister Tina asked me, "Will I have a calling?" And I'm going to ask, "Well, will I not have? Can I not have a calling time?"
我讲了这么多。
Because I've said so much.
你的心要是被摸着的话
，If your heart has been touched,
请你举手。
Do raise your hand.
有没有
？Anyone?
你愿意接受这个爱，接受这个生命
？If you are willing to receive of this love and to receive of this life.
再问一次。
I ask again.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord. You may put your hand down.
有吗
？Anyone else?
主的爱摸着你。
If His love has touched you.
谢谢，请放下。
Thank you.
在我们生命当中。
In our lives.
你有一天你会知道，你做的选择是。何等大的一个选择。
You will come to know that this decision that you made is such a great decision.
举个手对我们来讲好像我们常常举手啊。
It's easy to raise your hand, right? We often raise our hands.
但是这个手。
However, this raising of your hand.
他纪念你。
God will see and remember.
这是何等荣耀的一个纪念。
It's a glorious remembrance.
在座的弟兄姊妹们。都做过这个事。
All brothers and sisters who have believed, they have already raised their hand before. I raised my hand before.
我常常怪我自己，我说我十四岁那一年我就应该要举手。
I often blame myself. I should have raised my hand when I was 14.
我想在座的弟兄姊妹没有一个后，没有一个是说他后悔。
There's not one brother and sister here who have thought to themselves they regret raising their hand.
同样的是。也没有一个会后悔他信主信得太早。
In the same way, there's no one who will regret that they have believed in the Lord too soon.
好，我早上的交通就停在这里。
My sharing will end.
低头有一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
把这个实体聚会量给我们，叫我们能够一起在你面前蒙恩。
That you have given us this in-person gathering, so that together we receive of your grace.
你不仅是说话的神，你也是做工的神。
Not only are you the God who speaks, you are God who works.
福音的工作不因为我们说完了就停了，而且它继续做下去。
The work of the gospel does not end just because we have finished speaking, but you will continue to do your work.
愿神在我们里面来眺望我们。
May God continue to stir us up.
无论是我们信主多年的，或者是还不认识你的。
Whether we have believed in the Lord for many years or still do not know you.
主啊，把那个生命的火再放在我们里面。
Place that flame of life within us.
让我们对你有感觉。
So that we would have a response towards you.
而且有回应。
As a response as well as a feeling.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告奉你宝贵的名。
In your most precious name we pray.
Amen.